to celebrate Dad at Pier 51 on Mount Cowan Road.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
.7 41 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Morning, 63 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. So happy to have you with us. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. Download that very simple and easy to use WRHI app. Or you know what? Facebook Live is a great way to see our guest in studio and keep up with the conversation.
The recipe for success. You take a pinch of the Rock Hill Theater, add in a dash of the Herman Presbyterian Church, and you have the Freedom Journals. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. We've got Halee Christopher from the Rock Hill Theater and Jennifer Ankrum, who's a music director for this initiative. And good morning to you both, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so Jennifer, let's start with you if we can. So this is Herman's fifth installment of the Freedom Journals. So kind of frame up to us what we're talking about here and what's different with the fifth installment this year.
Yes, yeah, so we've been doing these types of performances for 5 years. We originally started with a local historian, and we told the slave's story. So then we've evolved and tried different periods of time. So this installment is around the Underground Railroad. It is about the trials and tribulations and the experiences that were done during that time frame and how they all leaned on Jesus to help them through. So that's what this installment is going to help to convey. We also underpin them with the spirituals and this kind of bringing the spirituals to life. So if you hear wade in the water, you may see us wading, doing the motions of wading in the water.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I love it.
Oh, it should be beautiful to see.
Learning about the Underground Railroad, that's when history began to come alive to me, mm-hmm. when they talked about the experiences. Yeah. And like you said, that the music and just the courage.
Yes.
Yeah,
definitely.
So this is the fifth installment. This year, you brought along a friend.
That's correct. We were definitely excited about
this
partnership.
Is this the spice or the sugar?
Right.
Yeah. This is the spice and the sugar, right?
All right. A little bit of both.
Yes, Miss Halee Christopher from the Rock Hill Theater.
And Halee, talk a little bit about how you all got connected. You were sharing with us a moment ago, but you all were kind of looking at doing something similar, but realized that there was already a foundation in place.
Absolutely. So through some familiar connections with theater, I started having a conversation with Robert Retta Brown, and she was like, well, I'm part of Alpha Kappa Alpha, and we have an arts initiative that we would love to be able to come alongside people and help them with the African-American story and also, you know, just being able to financially support, physically support those kinds of initiatives. And I was like, okay, well, let's hook up, let's talk more. And that led me to Gwen Coulter and to Rosie Campbell. And then we started brainstorming. We started thinking about scripts. We started thinking about, you know, maybe it's a mic night or all those kinds of things. And then one day in our conversation, Jennifer's name came up. And so then I reached out to Jennifer and I was like, okay, you don't know me. However, I would love to be able to come along and support and my organization to be able to maybe lend whether it's set building or costumes or some of the technical support that we might be able to lend to you. And I just didn't know that I was going to end up with great friends out of this because I just absolutely admire both Jennifer and Alitra. So Alitra Geddes she wrote the script and is also like the physical director. And then Jennifer is our music director. So
Wow.
Oh, how gosh.
How do we watch this? How do we get involved? Because you had me at Delicious Recipe.
Yeah, so what does this look like? Is this an in-person event? Is this a virtual event or a virtual experience?
So it is going to be a virtual event.
Okay.
Because we had to make that call back when we were all teeter-tottering on what we could do. But it also allows for us to have a wider audience.
Yeah.
And because of Alpha Kappa Alpha and the, let me get this right, Eta Alpha Omega chapter and the Pearl Surf Service Foundation. I want to make sure that I plug that. They have sponsored this, so it is a free event.
Oh.
And so all you have to do is RSVP on the rockhilltheater.org website. Get the information. We will send out a link the day of, and then voila, you're able to be right there and have a front row seat.
Oh,
so we just go to rockhilltheater.org.
Uh-huh.
That's correct.
And then we can just follow the prompts.
Absolutely. You just RSVP. We'll ask you for your email address so that we can send out that information. You'll get the program. You'll get the bios from all of the cast. I think we have 24 cast members, something along those lines. It's really an amazing event. And ranging from ages 7 years old to older. Right.
So this is truly something that you can, you know, gather your family. So, I mean, like it resonated with me when I was very young. Bring your young ones. Let them hear. Let them experience the feels, because there's going to be a lot of feels when you combine what you're describing there, Jennifer, as the story, the music, and even, you know, the choreography.
Yes, that is correct.
I love it.
Jennifer, does this move from one song to another song, or there's some spoken word? What is the flow of the program? What does that look like?
Yeah, there is some written script.
Okay.
Again, Alitra does a fantastic job when she writes her scripts. So there's actually, it is more of a theatrical play. It's just underpinned with a cappella music.
Well, for free, that is just fantastic. It's called The Freedom Journals, where the spirituals come to life. Tales from the Underground Railroad. That's the theme for this fifth installment. Great partnership between the Rockhill Theater and Herman Presbyterian Church. It is tonight and tomorrow and Sunday, so all weekend long. So the June 18th and 19th at 8 p.m., June 20th at 3 p.m., go to Rockhill Theater, and theater is spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
Highbrow. It's theater, darling.
That's right. That's right. Jennifer and Halle, thank you, ladies, so much. Congratulations for finding each other, and look at that. Not only do we have not only does the community benefit from your friendship, but a lasting friendship to who knows what else will come out of the oven.
Absolutely.
This recipe.
I'm excited.
7:48 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Morning. 6